balcony. Go on, Amazing Grace, sing along with me, will ya?
WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio. Conversation Digest has officially hit the airwaves for the first time in 1 month. That is roughly 30 days. We are actually live this evening. Came in through extenuating circumstances. Yeah. We were pre-recorded and re-ran for a whole month, K-Man. Do you understand that?
I know. I did it.
So we're the Verbal Extravaganza, also your Yuletide station, WNRBLP, as well as Party Central, and what are we? Besides those things.
Friday Night Lights without the lights.
Yeah.
Do we actually have permission to use Tide, or could we be like the Yule era or the Yule
I would imagine that
snuggle.
No matter
station.
What, we're breaking several copyright situations. So my name is The Condition. The K-Man is on my right side,
yeah.
and Dr. Rent is here. Dr. Rent's current events has become a staple item on Conversation Digest at 48 for the hour.
Ching, 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 ching. Simulated stapler.
Oh, a staple item.
I don't have a stapler with me.
All right. Well, we've got a huge program this evening. WNRBLP.org is the brand new website for Conversation Digest live streaming. We're live streaming and broadcasting live all over the planet Earth and perhaps beyond if there's a live stream on Mars, which I don't really care if there is. That could be part of our I don't give a crap moment of the week. I really don't care if we're heard on Mars. What do I care? There's no rating system on Mars.
There's water.
It's ice, K-Man. I need more volume.
Water, ice is a form of water.
So Conversation Digest, up in just a bit, we've got the hard-hitting news. Also, what we saw on the way to the studio, the I don't give a crap moment of the week. 715-842-8900 is your studio line. Brand new phone machine in the WNRBLP studio, courtesy of engineering. We have a studio line machine that actually will play the phone calls on the air. If, in fact, we're experimenting with it this evening and something isn't going right, it's because we are in the experimental process of trying to figure this machine out. K-Man and Dr. Rent are both much more astute and much more intellectually stimulated with technology than I am. Perhaps I said that wrong. But they know what's going on, so I'm a complete rookie with technology. A light switch, K-Man, is
much
more complicated than I can handle.
Well, K-Man was here when I did that light switch. It was pretty fun.
You almost got shocked.
I remember that. Was I? Oh, I wasn't here that evening, huh?
No, you were.
There was a light switch that Dr. Rent switched out. It used to be a button. Now it's a switch. So, at any rate, so hard-hitting news up in just a moment here. And also, I'm going to tell a sad story about a local puppy dog. And
is that the Lake Dubé one?
No, this is something that actually impacts my life directly. And I'm dealing with the sadness of the situation, and hopefully telling the story will enlighten the moment. But that up in just a few moments here. That's called a teaser, by the way, good listener. WNRBLP.org. And also, before we go any further, we would like to thank our underwriting sponsors, Wayne Searing Insurance and Allied Health Lower Chiropractic Clinic. A message, please. Wayne Searing Insurance. What other message could there possibly be right in front of your fat face, K-Man?
My laptop was on it.
I picked it up.
Well, thank you for picking it up. WNRBLP programming is provided in part by Wayne Searing Insurance Agency, giving personal customer service to help with your insurance needs. Wayne Searing Insurance offers free reviews and helps in obtaining correct coverage in your auto, home, life, business insurance, and more. Located at 2010 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau. 715-842-3464 and on the web at waynesearinginsurance.com.
Well, K-Man, this is the first time that I will officially and legitimately compliment you in probably 5 years. The development of you as a broadcaster is unbelievable, sir. Some 4 years
ago,
when the K-Man was still relatively young, when he first started doing broadcasting, couldn't read a sentence without gasping for air.
When he was still like the C-Man with a lowercase c. Oh,
yeah. But K-Man, that was brilliant. I wish you were the pre-recorded announcer for that on the loop.
Yeah, I don't know who they have there, but
so
he's all right voice, I guess.
All right. Okay. Right now on Conversation Digest, hard-hitting news. Hard-hitting news.
Again, you want that?
Put some volume on that.
I'm having problems with that. Hear that noise?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I'm having problems for some reason.
All right. Hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest each and every week at this time. Up in just a bit, by the way, the I Don't Give a Crap moment of the week before that to be preceded by what we saw on the way to the studio.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
Hard-hitting news, and so this is a story that impacts us all because, frankly, I knew something like this was going on. It doesn't surprise me. JS Online, the man of 80 Walker recall signatures, and I suppose since this article was released, this dope has actually signed the petition another 30 or 40 times. It's the man on the street interview that's getting buzzed Friday among those paying attention to the attempt to recall Governor Scott Walker. WISN-TV, Channel 12, recorder Ken Wainscoat interviewed a man who said he signed about like 80 recall petitions. That's like the K-Man when talking about his girlfriend. Yeah, I've got like two of them. You have zero, K-Man. I apologize.
Need to rub it in.
This is not recall my anger towards K-Man. The WISN segment doesn't include information on who the man is or where the interview takes place, other than near a grocery store. So it's not exactly easy to say that we can check the man's claim, but if duplicate signatures are found, only one of them will count, according to the State Government Accountability Board. Okay, State Accountability Government Board. Wait a minute. State Government Accountability Board.
Not necessarily in that order, but sure.
How do we know he signed his own name 80 times? And how do we even know he's telling the truth? I don't see that this is news.
I fixed it.
This should be the I don't give a crap moment of the week because there's no verification here.
Fix the noise.
I thought we had gotten to the point as trained broadcasters where we didn't discuss these issues.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy with this.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, K-Man. Thank you. So whether or not he signed this thing 80 times, why don't we just, reporter Kent Wainscoat. Well, I had trouble saying his last name. I had trouble saying his first name.
I don't have any problems.
80 signatures? Is this accurate, or is this just completely him just being a dope? Whatever. But I'm just disgusted with the whole thing because no way to prove it. No verification. Unless we see 80. Would he honestly sign it 80 times in his own name? My guess is he wouldn't.
Or you never know. Maybe he just wants to make a point. Because, what a lot of people don't realize on these recall petitions is that is public information. Once those petitions are turned in, the candidate who is being recalled has a chance to review all the signatures. So, if you sign your name, maybe he wants, Governor Walker to know just how much he doesn't like him. And yes,
I'll sign it 500 times not to have – I just don't see the – I don't know. I better not get into this because I've got to have a lighthearted – show tonight that, what's the backstory with this guy anyway? I guess my point is,
that's why God invented CCAP. Do we have his name?
CCAP? Caps Lock?
No, CCAP, the Wisconsin Criminal Records. You can type somebody's name in there.
Oh, that.
See if he's got a history. Maybe he's a felon and
they don't give his
anyway.
Name. But I guess I shouldn't have even had this in hard-hitting news because to me, it's not even news. If I was interviewed by Mr. Wainscoat from Channel 12 News and I said, well, hey, look, what's a story I could say? What is something that I could say? And then all of a sudden, WISN-TV with Mr. Wainscoat, he says this is news when it's just me saying something absurd. I'm giving my opinion. That's not news. An opinion is an editorial.
Well, I did that this week with Channel 7. If you watched Channel 7 earlier this week, they asked me, hey, do we have vacant apartments in Wausau? And I'm like, yeah. And it made Channel 7
news.
But
that's verifiable, though.
Well, they wanted percentages.
It should have been.
And that I made up.
It should have been. Oh, no. Well, you're probably pretty accurate.
Them I was making it up.
Oh. Did they leave that in the interview?
No.
Okay. All right. Right now on Conversation Digest, we'll precurse the second portion of hard-hitting news with the I don't give a crap. No.
No.
No, 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 no. What we saw on the way to the studio each and every week at this time, WNRBLP Wausau Conversation Digest, now on the airwaves.
Not the Grand, what is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there, what we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, it's an adventure on the way to WNRBLP.
And an adventure in memory.
Well, I can't remember what I saw on the way to the studio, so we're going to let you go first,
Dr.
Ryan.
So we're going to do it like we do at the restaurant. I don't know what I want. Order
yes.
slow.
And
so then
I'll just copy whatever it is that you remembered. So it won't happen that way. I'll remember what I was going to say by the time it gets to me, I'm sure.
I actually thought about this segment on the way to the studio. And, of course, I live up at the top of Franklin Hill. And coming down, I really appreciated where I live in winter months. I mean, it's a gorgeous drive in the summer with the trees canopying over Franklin Street. But tonight, crystal clear, full moon, extremely bright. Then as you're coming down, because all the leaves are off the trees, you can actually see the streetlights going all the way down to the bottom of the hill. Across the river, you can see the streetlights on the opposite street going all the way up. You see the Dudley Tower. Just the lights and the lightscape of Wausau in the winter on my drive down here, I just don't appreciate it enough. And
I suppose that would be impressive.
So that's what I saw. I saw the Wausau winter skyscraper from East Hill, and I just start need to drive the speed limit so I can take more advantage of it.
There's certainly a level of appreciation for the landscape of Wausau. I suppose that would be, because I know, you know, that hill, you would get quite the perspective from up top there.
Yeah, and what's really cool is I have to look at a map to see what street is opposite
what you're looking
Franklin,
at when you're up there.
Because, you know, what's cool is you know, Franklin has those fancy lights. So it's not like the normal Cobra Head streetlights. They're like the decorative
ones.
Oh,
you're talking about over by the YMCA there, right?
Well, I start at the top of the hill, but those lights go all the way up to the top of the hill.
I suppose that's the street that I always yell about.
So you can see those lights, and the nice thing is they have those same lights on whatever street that is on the other side of the river. And it's just so cool how you could think that I could just keep going on the street. Of course, I know I won't because the river's not frozen and bad things would happen. But just that.
No, that would be rough.
And, you know, from up there with the leaves off, you can see the hospital complex lights. You can see the power plant lights. You can see the lights coming down Granite Peak. Oh. It's just really cool with the leaves off.
I do now officially know what I saw on the way to the studio. I saw the eyesore that is Grand Avenue. Now, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but Dr. Ren, you saw a palatial setting that is Wausau. You saw the landscape. You saw the lights. It was a beautiful scene, it sounds like.
But then you live on the other side of the tracks. So.
And I see, it's almost, dare I say, a small glimpse of Illinois. Because Grand Avenue is nothing pleasant to look at. Every time I'm on Grand, and if you're a proponent, that is someone that is the exact opposite of the opposition to Grand Avenue. You love Grand Avenue. A, what's wrong with you? But B, you're going to get angry with me saying this. It's not a pretty sight. They can put up a bunch of Christmas ornamental decorations on Grand Avenue. It's not going to make me any happier to see it. I don't like driving on Grand Avenue. That's what I saw on the way to the studio. K-Man, what'd you see on the way to the studio this evening on Conversation Digest?
As I was driving from the Condition's house.
My headquarters.
House, yeah, headquarters, whatever.
It's not my house, it's my headquarters.
Well, you live there.
It's my headquarters, gosh dang it.
The compound.
Yes, the compound.
But you don't have any guns.
Well,
but that's besides
check out
the
these
point.
Guns. This is my, never mind.
The gun show on your arms?
Yes.
Okay.
Pick it up, K-Man. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. High energy.
Okay. Driving down Grand Avenue, I saw a girl running. She had pants on, but on top, she only had a bra. And that was probably the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like a jogging bra or like a...
Oh, just a regular. Just normal, everyday, non-jogging bra.
She had to have lost a bet or she was trying to win a bet.
Well, she even lost a bet even more when I saw it.
So is she attractive, I guess?
Was it worth the view?
Oh, yes.
So
it was wonderful.
Because there are certain people that you don't want to see.
This is someone, I don't know who it was, but it was someone you'd want to see.
Okay, so...
So if that person could call in...
Dr. Rent saw a great scene, you saw a great scene, and I saw the crappy scene that is Grand Avenue with potholes and ugly people. What's going on in this world where I'm the only one that sees something pathetic?
Maybe that you only want to see pathetic things.
Oh, are you calling
me... But that's why you're looking at me right
pessimistic?
Now.
Pessimistic?
You are pessimistic.
Well, we go from Grand Avenue to the K-Man. Either way, I'm trying to look down and out of the way of my line of sight. All right, K-Man. Okay, so that was what we saw on the way to the studio each and every week at this time. Right now on Conversation Digest. See, I don't give a crap moment of the week.
Yeah, play the right one there.
Well, I was trying to segue into some beautiful Figaro music.
I'm just curious if your get a crap is going to hit the current events.
No, because this is... Wait a minute, where did I... Shoot. Where's my email at? K-Man.
What? It's on the computer. It's one of those hundreds of windows you have open. It's in one of those windows on a different tab, maybe.
Yeah, you've got...
There you go.
There it is. All right, each and every week at this time, something that I just don't give a crap about. The Street. Apparently this is an email, web address. The 13 ugliest phones of the mobile era.
Oh boy.
Attractive phones are easy to find. Maybe they have a picture of Grand Avenue on them. Ever since Motorola's Razr and later, the Apple AAPL iPhone, manufacturers have had to work hard on pleasing designs. Gorgeous giant glass fronts, framed in elegant black steel shield, or shiny chrome. Smartphones pack brains and beauty. But not always. And I'm not reading anymore because I don't give a crap about this. What do I care how a phone looks? Am I trying to date a phone? Am I saying that is the most beautiful phone I have ever seen in my life? I want to spend the rest of my life with that phone.
The roast.
Well, but it does potentially say something about you.
That I'm not materialistic.
You don't know. Ugly phones?
Well, think about it. You know, when
I'm a more of a functional person, right? Is that what you're...
You know, when somebody pulls out the phone, you know, the size of the little telephone box, you know, and they pull out the antenna on the end to talk, it says something about their technological acumen.
Oh, yeah, they're from the 1980s.
I'd love to have a phone that has an antenna on.
Okay,
you don't see those these days. Yeah.
And there are people who get the iPhone just because they want people to see them
with an
iPhone.
It's a status symbol. Whereas if I pull my phone out and I'm going to use it, I don't want to attract attention with it. I'm not trying to say, look at me, I'm cool, pay attention to me.
Right, because you're saying, look at me, somebody tell me how to answer it, it's ringing.
That I am saying, because I have yet to learn how to use this Sprint marquee. However, really, truly what I'm saying is I need to make
HTC.
A phone call, or I need to check my email. What?
HTC marquee, not Sprint. Well, it's a Sprint network.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just correcting you.
I'm going to correct you every time you make a mistake, sir. So if you say you're an intelligent person, then I will certainly correct you at that particular moment in time.
I'm an intelligent person.
You're an intelligent... No. Well, if you're trying to compare yourself to...
compared to you, I'm intelligent.
No, I'm a very intelligent person within reason. Without... No, no.
Can I say... Oh, God, I would
get... You have to say this delicately, Dr. Rent.
Yeah. Compared to other Friday English language hosts...
We're top-notch. Okay, so... right now on Conversation Die, just take the baseline. Okay, man. We've got a lot more coming up. We've got a Scott Walker situation. We've got Dr. Rent's current events coming up in about 20 short minutes. Here's the story. Dr. Rent's current events, 40 after the hour. We're on live until 30 after the 8 o'clock hour. Yes, K-Man. Every time I make a mistake, K-Man, you stare at me. I know what the story is. K-Man idolizes me. I am his one hero in life, except for Joe Montana, who... That is not true, by the way. That's as big of a lie as I'm saying me.
I'm a fan of Joe Montana's elbow.
At any rate, so...
Lots of surgeries.
K-Man doesn't idolize me.
I don't know.
But he does respect me. I'm a visionary, and I see things for what they really are, which is crap. Life is crap.
I don't need you to tell me what's crap.
Don't you tell me what to think that is it or isn't crap. So, but... And then at 8:30 until 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock hour when K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion comes on, 8:30 to 10 is the vintage portion of Conversation Digest. Each and every week, if there's a propensity to hear archived episodes of Conversation Digest, FamousAshtray.com, all one word, FamousAshtray.com, otherwise WNRBLP.org, brand new website for the radio station. We've got information on there about programs that air each and every day and week at WNRBLP. We have underwriting information. That is, if you would like to be an underwriting sponsor, there's information on there about that and how that can be obtained. That is the status of underwriting. And we have information about other things. So WNRBLP.org as well as wasamung.org.
I don't know.
That was not a mistake. You can't mock me for that. Just a bore.
We should put a Dr. Wrench trivia or current event question of the week on there and then like give like a little prize to whoever.
Well, if the freelance volunteer IT guy would be willing to do that, we potentially could do that.
I'll get a hold of that guy.
Sounds like he's a stooge. But I'm sure he knows what he's doing, though. We'll have to talk about that, Dr. Wren. I know. What about a t-shirt?
That's the prize.
Tonight?
I don't know.
We're saying, like, for if we set up a current event. Like, we asked one Dr. Wren current events question of the week, maybe one that you guys missed completely. And then from all the correct answers, somebody gets a t-shirt.
Oh. Okay. We can do that. I don't know how they're going to get it, but... How would we get it to them?
Well, first we have to have somebody willing to answer a question.
All right, we'll set that up. WNRB, see...
We are not known for planning that far ahead.
No, it's copy and paste is our only preparation for the show. Well, Dr. Wren's current events are prepared ahead of time. But maybe we'll do... Yeah, contest sounds kind of good. So any questions that the K-Man and I missed during Dr. Wren's current events, we could do a contest. You get the answer correct. And whatever needs to be done to get you a t-shirt.
Well, then we couldn't answer it then. If we get it wrong, we don't get the right answer.
Yeah, we wouldn't know the answer, which is fine.
But we'll be told the right answer after?
Yeah.
Not on the air?
But that way they know whether... How do they know they listen to the show?
No, you say the answer to us, but they wouldn't be said.
It would be a good opportunity.
But even if we said on the air, how do they know the answer unless they were physically? And even if they do know.
This is why we need a producer.
Because
I don't know what's going on.
We just want people to visit the website. You know, even if we tell them what the answer is, they have to go to the website to get it.
I thought this is something we were going to do today.
Well, we
might need a little.
It just came into my head. We don't plan that far out.
All right, well, we'll have to figure something out. So, but it would be a good way to plan. It would be a good way to map out our extensive lack of knowledge with the new phone machine.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a brand new phone machine.
Yeah, because we have nowhere near enough alcohol to put this into place right now.
I've been sober for so long, I want to cry.
I have a whole bunch in my car right now.
Well, I can't legally drink at the moment.
What's wrong with you, K-Man?
Hey, I could be lying.
So, all right, before we go any further, before we go to the main topic of the week, we'll talk about a sad situation with a poor doggy that weighs around roughly 40 pounds a case, just to draw an image in your mind. And not particularly fond of her name, but that's neither here nor there. Her name is Shy Shy, a doggy that Leah, that's the significant other, and I have been taking care of for several weeks. She's without a home currently. She's been taken to the Wausau Humane Society, Marathon County Humane Society, looking for a home. And this is a sad story because she goes from home to home to home to home. She's roughly 7 years old, right? K-Man, you met Shy Shy. Wonderful pooch,
nice
right?
Nice little puppy.
With humans. I mean, with animals, the interaction isn't so great. But then again, my sweet little mini schnauzer, Willow Pop, she doesn't do so well with interaction with other dogs either. So several weeks ago, Shy Shy is without a home again. And Leah, through the good graces of Leah, she's a very wonderful human being. She makes fun of me. I'll admit it. But I make fun of her relentlessly as well. It's just how we operate. So this poor pooch ends up at the conditions headquarters. And her and I get along just fine. Wonderful pooch, and we're going to try to make it work. I've been wanting a second dog anyway, even though the finances aren't officially there. So then Shy Shy and Willow Pop have a situation which makes Leah and the condition realize that the interaction between Willow Pop and Shy Shy just isn't going to work. So what happens? We have to make the very, very, very difficult decision that Shy Shy can't stay at the conditions headquarters. So Shy Shy is currently at the Marathon Humane Society.
Bye-bye to Shy Shy.
Well, I'm hoping she can find a home. You know, and of course, the only really true agenda of Conversation Digest is to entertain. You know, we're a community nonprofit radio station. Shows truly cannot have an agenda except for to entertain. So long as that's the agenda, nothing wrong with it. In fact, Dr. Wren, I'm truly convinced that you were one of the first people that told me that, that Conversation Digest never truly had an agenda. I never thought of it this way, but it is to entertain. It's never really to offend or irritate.
You are the Jerry Seinfeld of radio shows.
There's no real true point to it.
Wow.
That I actually appreciate that. I truly can't say that there's an agenda here ever either.
Stop playing with this dingle thing.
And there really isn't. But the sad fact is Shy Shy has had several homes, many too many homes, and it's not right or fair for this pooch to have to deal with the situation. She's a wonderful person dog. Came in one of the sweetest dogs you've ever met in your life, right?
Yes.
And she's about 45 pounds. She has a she's a middle-aged dog. She's a little bit beyond middle-aged. So it's not like the perfect athleticism is there anymore. She's not as fast as she used to be. You know, maybe she's got a couple of, you know, belches every now and then. I mean, she eats, and then she comes over, and I'm on the floor playing video games, and Shy Shy would release the gas right in my face, which is fine. They do the same thing we do. As humans and dogs and cats and birds, all the bodily functions are there. We can't hold it against one another, can we? So suffice to say, Shy Shy is without a home. Wasa Humane Society, wonderful pooch. We're not going to go any further. Can I get some music, please?
Sure.
Leo's very tore up about this.
Catsanddog.org, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, is that what the website address is?
I believe so. I believe it's catsanddogs.org.
Otherwise, Marathon County Humane Society probably too, right?
Otherwise, go to Google and type in Marathon County Humane Society.
Yeah, you can do that too. I mean, this, like I said, this isn't an agenda. I'm just saying. I wanted to tell you a sad story about a sad situation.
This is a public service announcement.
Yes.
If you are looking for a...
wonderful pooch with other pooches.
Without
other pooches. Good gosh.
A single pet household.
Yes. And I have every intention of keeping track of what's going on with Shy Shy because I really, like I said, if the interaction between Willa Pop and Shy Shy had been different, we would have kept her in a heartbeat. It just wasn't there. And it wasn't all Shy Shy's fault. Willa Pop is a little bit antisocial. She takes after her father, the condition. You know, so we did what we could. And God bless Lee. I'll tell you what, her effort was there. It was top-notch. Makes me realize that she's a top-notch human being. You know, I've known her for almost a decade. 3 years I've known Leah for a decade.
Oh, jeez.
I was a young man when I met her.
Now you're old.
But at any rate, so it's good to know that she's an animal lover because that's one of my prerequisites for being with, a female companion. All right, you're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM, Free People, Free Radio.
Also,
December 9th.
December 9th.
2011.
Ah, jeez.
Just a few short weeks away from the apocalypse. Ugh. I mean, Christmas.
What's wrong
with apocalypse would happen after Christmas because that's when the New Year's happens, correct?
Well, the we still have another year.
I thought it was 2012. Wasn't it the beginning?
Correct.
It's May 11th.
No, the winter solstice, December 21st, 2012.
I still know where I'm going.
Where are you going? Oh.
To the doc's house.
We're going
to... Because not everybody, we have to understand, not everyone's going to perish in the apocalypse.
Can we all get a gun to use?
No, he knows how to aim. You don't, I don't.
Well, if there's hordes of people coming after us.
Well, they're not going to be zombies.
My guess is you'd rather have more than one person
shooting
guns at people.
Dr. Wren, are you stockpiling a bunch of non-perishable items as well? Because, you know, just because we have guns doesn't mean we're going to need food, too.
Have you seen the number of deer that are in our yard?
No, I haven't been here.
I don't have to go hunting. All I got to do is open up the kitchen window with a baseball bat.
Okay, but we better truly hope that the deer survive the apocalypse.
Well, to me, the apocalypse is going to be more Civil War nature.
I would agree with that.
If you look at the current economic situation in the United States and you compare it to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in 1916, 1917... It's the same circumstances. If you replace the royal family with big business, and you take a look at the slogans, the solidarity thing, you know.
Ugh.
If you take a look at everything that's been going on in the last 10 months, and you go back and study some history from the Russian Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, 1916, 1917.
Can I ask you this? Where do I fit into that kind of a situation? Because obviously I don't want a revolution in America, and I am not into protests, but... I mean, I have a small voice, but if I'm going to get killed.
Well, right? Well, there are people who make things happen. There are people who watch things happen. And there's people who wonder what happened. I'm going to go ahead and put you in that third group.
What happened? Yeah. Well, because honestly.
All of a sudden, traffic on Grand Avenue will be gone.
Well, I have no real problem with that. But
you can finally get somewhere in a certain. Fast amount of time.
But honestly, the stuff I say on the show, I will be no longer. Because the people that would do this revolution would not be pro the condition. They would be anti the condition.
Yeah, but the condition doesn't have like $1 million.
I have nothing. I'm poor. I'm poor. Do we understand this? I have nothing. College ruined the condition.
Who's out there?
Janitorial staff.
The cleaning gentleman? Okay. All right, so in just a few moments, Dr. Ren's current events, I'm going to preface that with this statement. It's the reason for the season. WNRB LP is holding its second annual December fundraising event. WNRB LP is a nonprofit radio station that relies on donations to stay on the air. Now, here's the story. Between the days of December 1st, which was a few short days ago, and December 31st, 2011, all money raised up to $1,000 will be matched by the gentleman that's to my left, John Fisher, a.k.a. Dr. Rent. Donations up to $1,000 will only be matched if, in fact, they're handed in to the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association between December 1st and December 31st. Not a day too soon, not a day too late. It's got to be within those days. Now, the checks can be made payable to the Wausau Area Hmong Mutual Association. Cash is accepted as well. And, of course, here's the situation. This is a tax-deductible donation.
Yeah. We take credit cards, don't give them back, but we do take them.
Well, that would be one way to raise money, wouldn't it?
Identity fraud. Yeah.
It's the second annual WNRB LP December fundraising event. Wausau, this is your community radio station, WNRB LP 92.3 FM. And truly, it is important for donations, and we have underwriting sponsors. We're a nonprofit station. We don't sell commercial time. We don't sell it. You know, people can be underwriting sponsors. And it's considered to be like a donation. Is that store line? So it's changed. What is this?
Bottom one.
Who said that?
Bowman.
Well, Bowman is a windbag. I don't know what he's bringing to the station party. Besides his
good nature itself. That's what he is.
Bag of hot air. All right. Okay, so 715-842-8900. Brand new phone machine in this evening. We could try it out. I don't know what's going to happen. If the thing blows up, it couldn't possibly fry K-Man's hair any more than it already is.
I don't know what your reference is for
that. I have
that.
No idea either. But you don't have to get so testy.
I have long, luxurious hair right now.
I'm getting back at you. I'm getting revenge for you making fun of me making mistakes. Verbal mistakes. That is my trade, sir. That is my trade.
Making verbal mistakes is your trade?
You find something you're good at, you stick with it.
Communication.
Okay. I get that.
Communication is my trade. It's how I operate. It's how I'm a very charismatic person so long as you don't meet me in person. Do you understand this? I have been told that if...
He's very charismatic, assuming you're not looking for actually a leader.
Who? No, so here's the story. So someone says to me a few months ago, condition, well... That's not my real name.
Insert real name here.
Yes, which I will not say on the air because it doesn't really matter in terms of what does matter. You know, we were listening to you on the air. You sound like a really cool guy.
Oh,
her fiancé said this.
Isn't this a true story?
Yes. She said, well, you know, he met you, though, and beforehand he thought you were cool, and then afterwards she tapered off. And I knew what she was getting at. I'm not a cool guy,
anymore.
Apparently. Well, it's just like a, apparently when I opened my mouth on the airwaves, I sound like a cool guy. She thought that her husband said that I sounded young.
And then you walk in looking all old.
I guess that I'm Methuselah.
Well,
the problem is,
you know, on the radio they're getting you after post. And, you know...
So I'm a disappointment.
Well, yeah, we haven't gone through editing yet.
Well, it's not like I'm running around with bloodshot eyes and ratty clothing.
You didn't wear a vintage shirt.
The jacket's vintage.
You said you were going to wear a vintage shirt.
It's even got one of those little chains like you see in the movie. Don't pimps wear the things with the chain?
I was afraid that would be
with their wallet?
I was afraid that that would get equated to a pimp's jacket.
It is a pimp jacket.
No, it is not a pimp jacket.
It looks like it, and it's awesome.
It looks like it, but it ain't.
You need a cane and, like, a fedora.
It's multicolored. The condition's multicolored dream coat. We could do it. I'm not painting that jacket.
Paint the jacket. Just get a cane and a fedora.
But you need to accessorize.
Well, Leah, the significant
other. And a carnation.
You know, every time I say
one
Leah.
One that shoots tonic water?
K-Man. Do you remember this story? Leah gets me a jacket at Old Navy, and I don't like it. If she's listening, Leah, I'm sorry. The jacket was horrendous. It had huge plastic buttons with anchors on them, sailing anchors.
It's called Old Navy for a reason.
Yeah, but they don't have huge buttons with anchors on every button.
I don't remember this jacket.
You never saw it because I didn't want anybody to see it.
You should have worn it. It could have been awesome.
No, I wore it for 5 seconds. It, usually what Leah buys me, I like, you know, but this thing was horrendous. So I said, look, I'm sorry. I'm usually not picky. It's got to go back. It's got to go back. It was a present. It was a present for Christmas. So then a few short months after that, she returned it. So then we're up in Minocqua, and we're on a small little outing. And we go to a thrift store, and there's this amazing jacket here for not $100, for not $1,000.
The pimp jacket you have right there?
It's not a pimp jacket. No, but close. $15 and some cents. Wonderful jacket. This
bed
was
bug sold separately.
Okay, but this is the same place, Dr. Rent, that we had found an old ashtray. It was a ceramic doggy, and then it was an amazing doggy. It was a German Shepherd of sorts, which I don't want to excite Willa Pop. Her favorite kind of dog is a German Shepherd. In fact, we've discussed it extensively. If she ever has a boyfriend, probably would be a German Shepherd. She wants to keep the lineage, you know, the
all
genetic.
German.
Yes. I'm trying to get her away from that, but... But then the guy that's, well, Dr. Ren's screen events in about 20 seconds. The guy that we're buying this from drops the thing. It's an antique. It's from like the 1950s. He drops it and the nose breaks off. And then he tries selling it to me for a dollar less. I said, no.
That's all like 75% off then.
I got it for a little bit more than half off.
What a jerk.
I said, well, you're going to have to take off for that, right? Well, yeah, how about this? I said, no, and I'm usually not a finagler. I don't try to weasel my way out of an expensive item. I don't, K-Man. Usually I'll pay what it is. All right. I'm a cheapskate. I'm a very honest person. Honestly, I am. So,
honestly,
okay,
you're a very cheap person?
Right now, I'm Conversation Digest each and every week at this time. The Good Doctor's Current Events. All right.
I'm going to lose.
Now... I think probably we'll have to do this in next week's program. I don't know. No, I won't be on the air next week because I have to work. So in the future short weeks, maybe we can arrange something with the Good Doctor for Dr. Ren's current events on WNRBLP.org or FamousAshtray.com.
Because even if you don't have the show, we can still like maybe do either a weekly or a monthly. I just think it's something to get
maybe
people to get, keep coming back to the website. Make it interactive, Web 2.0.
We can come up with something. So that'll probably be in future
cobble
weeks.
Something together.
But right now, yeah, to cobble something together. Okay, Dr. Rents, current events, K-Man, you go first. You've got a mean old losing streak going against the condition.
No, I...
All right, you've won like the last three times, but that is besides the point, sir.
I don't know why I win.
You're a cheater. You have the internet at your disposal constantly. It is your soulmate.
How about that? Does that make you feel better?
So
I just closed my laptop.
So you're,
that, but you're,
so
cheating,
you're ready.
But.
In the last few weeks, because we haven't been live for a couple of weeks now, in the last few weeks, two different employers have announced that between them, they're adding 400 jobs to the Wausau area.
Oh, gosh.
Name
oh,
those two employers. If you can only name one, I'll give you a half point.
I'm just going to say Green Heck.
Nope.
Okay. Arby's? I don't know.
You're a moron.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to be mean, but honestly, he ought to lose points for that answer. Arby's?
I don't know. They've got a new W burger. No, that's Wendy's.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I think I know this because they're all temporary jobs, aren't they? Oh, they're permanent?
They're permanent. One of them, both of them are permanent jobs. Both of them are almost 200. One of them is actually kind of, $10 an hour jobs. The other ones are actually real jobs, jobs that the K-Man should probably be applying for, six-figure jobs.
Well, here's the story.
I think that was a hint.
Because the 200 and the 200 paltry, I'm not going to get into politics here, but I don't know, and I don't know either. So, okay, I'm dropping the ball on this as well. We don't know, either one of us.
West Business Services got a couple of new contracts, so they're hiring 180 telephone salespeople. And then a company out of, I think it's somewhere out west called Collaborative Consulting, is going to be creating over 200 IT and computer support jobs here in Wausau.
Oh, the K-Man would be good at that if he could actually sustain 40 hours at a workplace. No offense, K-Man.
They have nap time?
So then the follow-up questions, which of course we'll go back to K-Man, is when are these jobs coming to Wausau?
January?
Okay, well, we've got West and Collaborative. So for West,
I'll go January with West.
Okay, and Collaborative?
My guess is the summer.
We'll give you at least 0.5 point because West is in the process of hiring now. Collaborative is hoping to add those jobs in the next 2 years. So give you half a point.
Half a point. I'm winning.
No. I haven't been asked my first question.
Right.
I know. I could still revel
right.
in this
and
for a little bit.
And this is potentially because there was some breaking news that happened after current events came up. So there's the potential for a bonus point here. Although we have 400 jobs coming into the community.
Oh, crap.
Also, there was an announcement that 400 jobs are leaving the community.
I told you this, K-Man. You pretty much implied that you didn't care.
But it's your... Yeah. So what company...
Leave it to his
compassion. ...is making 400-plus jobs disappear?
Is this my question? It's S&E.
I'm going to give you a half point because...
It's not the actual name.
Well,
I never.
But that news.
Oh, I know the other one.
Broke. I'll give you a half point because that news broke. These questions were done around 10 o'clock this morning. That news broke at 2 o'clock.
Oh,
so that is hot off the press. Current event.
I don't get a half point for that. All right. Well, I guess I can't talk.
But
to one
you,
that's
but
score,
you still
but.
Get to try to answer with the other question of the other employer.
That's losing jobs as well.
Yeah, about 450 jobs.
Wausau paper. Yeah, that stimulus package is really looking good right now. See, why do I have to take it? Everything has to revert back to Barack insane Obama.
And,
that's
and
how
the
you're
bonus,
wired.
And the bonus follow-up there is when? When are those Wausau paper jobs going away?
March.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Well, that was an absolute guess. It was. I read that in the article, but I forgot it. And really, I didn't read the article. I'll be honest, I didn't read either
well,
one of the articles.
Well, you don't have to because most the current event questions normally come out of the headlines.
That's true. Caught on to what I do.
Well, no, and it's just the
reading.
Fact that you miss them in every week then because they, you know, just said.
You're too busy reading the article. That's what you're doing.
So,
I hardly ever read the article.
Going to the state. So are you ready, Mr. K-Man,
for the hardest
question on here?
Oh, it's about sports.
Nope, no sports questions this week. There's a new law that was passed that hurts me. It basically reduces the amount of interest that's charged on judgments. What is, according to this new law, how much interest gets charged on judgments now?
15%?
No. Any guesses?
Ugh. Can we play... You're getting warmer. I'm going to say, I have no idea. In reference to that, I don't even know what would be a good percentage and what would be a bad or interest. I'll say 14.
Prime plus one.
Oh, now this is where in Dr. Ren's current events, we both feel like idiots. Don't even try to figure out.
which means about right now about 4. And the reason why this upsets me a lot, the bonus follow-up, what was the interest rate charged on judgments before this law passed?
1%?
Care to try to...
Well, see, I don't know which is advantageous. I'll say 8.
12.
Oh, so we were about right where...
So when I go to court and people owe me money through court, until they pay me, the court awards 12% interest.
So why would they do this? What's the incentive for this kind of...
Well, this was part of the jobs bill. I don't know. It hurts small business. So, are you ready for your state-level question?
Yes, I am.
For those of you who like buying liquor in stores...
Oh, he knows all about this.
Oh, like you don't get drunk.
You can now buy it a little bit earlier. At what time can you now buy liquor in stores?
Well, I know what the answer should be. It should be 5 a.m., but... I'll say 11 a.m.
As of, I think, yesterday, you can buy liquor in stores at 6 a.m.
Didn't it used to be 8?
He just got the bonus follow-up question.
Oh. You know, who's the drunk now, you jerk? Honestly, as soon as the roast, as soon as the rooster crows, you can buy booze now?
I guess
well,
so.
Well, the whole point behind that is the third shifters could not get their alcohol fix on the drive home.
You know, get a road buddy or something.
You know, so this
I appreciate the law.
So
good for them for doing that.
Yep. So instead of getting your drunk on at 8, us here in Wisconsin can now get your drunk on at 6 a.m.
I think that's why I have a headache. I've been sober for so long.
So on the national end of things, who wants to go first? Right now, by the way, 2.5 points for the condition, 1.5 points for the K-Man.
Oh, feeling the heat, K-Man.
Yeah, it's coming
on. I see
you're
sweating there, man. I'll go first.
You'll go first.
Yes.
What television/movie actor was thrown off an American Airlines plane this week?
One of the K-Man's heroes. He really likes the guy's acting, but he likes the gentleman's politics even more. And I don't think he's that good of an actor, but... I know he's got several brothers. He's got an old bag mother.
Just answer it. Don't do this.
Coddles him.
He might name the wrong brother.
And he's on 30 Rock. And also, he used to be married to Kim Basinger. Alec Baldwin.
And the bonus follow-up, why?
He got in an argument with the stewardess.
About?
Crap. Probably alcohol.
He didn't turn off his phone. He wanted to keep
playing. Oh, that's right. I heard about that this morning. What an idiot.
It's actually his iPad they didn't turn off.
Electronic device.
Of course, yes. One day I was pumping gas at a gas station.
Tell you what.
And a lady yelled at me about that, so I yelled at her.
I will give you a half point if you can tell me what game he was playing on his iPad that he just couldn't put it down.
Isn't it Angry Birds?
Nope.
Oh.
You want a half point?
Well, I thought you were going to ask which airline he was on.
That was part of the question.
Did someone get that right?
Well, I said this actor got thrown off an American Airlines.
Oh, shoot.
But I'll give you a half point if you can come up the game he was playing on his iPad that he just couldn't put down. What game was so addictive that he just couldn't put it down?
Well, knowing as liberal as he is the game called Kill the Republicans?
It was a game called Words with Friends. It's basically the iPad version of Scrabble.
I guess that sounds fun.
Okay, so we have 3.5-2.
Burn. Sorry, K-Man, you're going down today.
So if you answer both of these, that would bring you up to,
if it's about food, 4. K-Man will get all of them.
So... National, a college that suffered a shooting rampage where over 30 people were killed a few years ago.
Oh, he won't
had
know
another
this.
Shooting this week. Name that college.
Was it West Virginia?
Oh,
would you
gosh.
Like this field?
Oh,
yeah.
I just read this earlier. I'm stupid.
Well, it's also where Michael Vick went to school, and now, of course, Michael Vick has sustained several injuries this year. By which he is no longer starting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
So the name of the school?
Virginia Tech.
And the number of, and for the bonus point, which would basically be for the
how many were killed in that shooting?
How many people died in this week's shooting rampage?
Oh, this week? Two. The shooter died as well.
5.5 to 2.
Burn! K-Man went down. K-Man's going down. Down, down, down. K-Man's going down. Down, down, down. Sorry, K-Man. What's it feel like to lose?
I don't know. You should have known what it was like the last couple
times.
Well,
yeah, because I hang out with you all the time, K-Man. Well, K-Man, it was a worthy effort. Obviously, you didn't stand a chance from the start. But you know what? You have next... Well, I'm sorry. You can't win next week because we're not on the air.
Well, unless he plays an archived version where he did win.
Yeah, maybe I will play that one.
I'm going to have to say by decree of the condition. No.
Let's see you try to get this thing up and working.
I can press buttons, sir. I can press buttons.
Yeah, we shall see.
All right. Well, that was another edition of Dr. Ren's Current Events, whereby I was victorious, like Paul Revere riding into the town to warn about Paul Revere's opponents, the Redcoats. Well, actually, they weren't winners until several years after that, because the Revolutionary War ended. Whatever. Don't forget about that thing in the mailbox.
Okay.
The official Conversation Digest mail slot. The official one.
Oh, not the unofficial one that's next to it?
Right. WNRBLP.org. 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 This is WNRBLP.
That's not annoying or anything. Is it?
It's called the liner, K-Man.
Well, it's a wonderful liner.
Why does Michael Bowman need such a big letter opener when there's no letters?
Well, he usually has like those kids' crayons.
Certainly not from.
And the duplex
certainly
Legos.
Certainly not from fan mail.
So he has to have those. So he knows what's going on.
Well, what I don't understand is why
little babies.
He went dirt cheap and made fun of me.
Holy crap.
Oh, is that
relation?
The receipt? Oh, that's my brother. I'm supposed to bring that receipt
okay,
to him.
Okay, you tell your brother the gauntlet has been thrown.
Oh, my brother?
Yeah, if his brother can step up, your brother can step up.
I don't see that happening. K-Man's brother is quite well off.
And he's happy.
I don't know what's wrong with him. The confliction is having... Well, no, the confliction actually has a pretty good job. His job's... I'm not going to say a word about my job. But financial hardship. See. There's a lot of it going on in America right now. There always has been, but now more than ever. At the hands of... never mind. I'm not going to do it. I apologize. I won't do it. I will not do it. Okay, man, can we get some... Yes, exactly, sir. I appreciate that. So right now on Conversation Digest, the main topic of the week, there was a small discussion about this situation earlier in the evening. And the whole Walker thing, of course, it's polarizing, and of course, some people just aren't interested. The other night, by the way, I saw a group of people on my street. And this is where America's going, because Dr. Ren was talking about the revolution, which may or may not happen, but things are happening in America where, K-Man was rolling his eyes at me.
No, I was looking
up
at that vent because it's
getting
warm in here.
No, and then you saw me looking at you when you were rolling your eyes, and you made it look like you were looking at the ceiling
instead. I was looking at the vent.
Isn't
right.
there
it's
a
warm
song, in. Looking at you, looking at me?
Looking at you, looking at me. It's also a night about...
Maybe.
Small town Saturday nights, even though it's Friday. And Wausau's not that small of a town. So at any rate, so I'm looking outside and I see this group of people and they're standing outside making noise, way too much noise, and they're all adults. I thought, you know, you're adults. Unless you're the condition or the K-Man, why are you yelling like that? You know, because we do that all the time.
Were we screaming at each other for like a good half hour before we
got
here?
Yeah, I'm doing show prep, which by the way is just simply copy and paste, and K-Man and I started yelling at one another. That's actually what I saw on the way to the studio.
We were getting stuff done.
So, but the other night, so these people are yelling and carrying on, and I'm thinking, my initial thought, I see a group of people, seems like they're all on the same page with something. Like, they have a common goal. Like, there's a common connection between these clowns. What's my initial response? Can anybody think of where I was coming from at this particular moment?
Why are these people so loud?
You thought that you were living in the Capitol building and they came to protest you.
I really did think that they were Occupy Wausau people. I really did.
Occupy condition people.
He's making fun of you again.
Whatever. Well, you know, he's a very good liberal. I guess he doesn't really care about poverty-stricken people.
Is that the person with the large letter opener?
Yes.
Is that Like, is the size of the letter opener trying to, like, make up for
the he's like Lord Farquaad or whatever from Shrek.
Overcompensating.
He's trying to compensate.
He's overcompensating with the size of his letter opener.
So, okay, almost to the top of the hour. We're on for another half hour live, and then, of course, we have the vintage portion of Conversation Digest, and then K-Man's Friday Night Lullaby Explosion helps take you into the weekend. The gateway to the weekend is officially Conversation Digest.
Well, it goes from 10 to 12, so it goes into the next day. Okay, don't look at me like that.
I'm pretty sure that was inconsequential, but I'll let it go.
Yeah, but if people are listening on the East Coast, it actually goes from 11 to 1.
Yeah, K-Man, you tool fest. You don't even know what's going on around you
in the
East Coast.
Okay, for Central
people
time,
can hear us
daylight.
In Nantucket.
Nope, daylight,
they can hear us in Tokyo. They can
We're
hear us in Illinois.
CST.
They can hear us in Kansas City. They can hear us in Siberia.
Central
they can hear us anywhere,
time.
So long as they have internet access.
Well, Siberia, the whole Wi-Fi might be a problem.
Okay, they'll just have to have regular dial-up.
That might be a problem as well.
Honestly, if that's
Morse
the worst
code internet, because it is all ones and O's, right? So just
yes,
Morse
it is.
Code.
Well,
they could use carrier pigeon internet. Why does everyone have to get quiet after I said that?
Well, that was more like grasshoppers chirping or crickets chirping internet there.
We need that sound.
Pin drop.
You know, we
internet.
Need that sound. You need the crickets. Whenever we have those moments where it's just dead air.
Whenever I get done
instantly
talking.
Instantly go to like a cricket chirp at sounder instead of having just the dead air. Like now.
No. Well, I thought he was going to do it, Dr.
I
Rent, but then he didn't.
I'm working on things.
Get hold of that IT guy, would you please, Dr. Rent? So, I was okay, but before we go to the top of the hour and then get back into the rest of Conversation Digest, it wasn't Occupy Wausau. It was just some family get-together that was equally as annoying as Occupy Wausau, if there is an Occupy Wausau.
Was that
Wausau.
Like the time that there was a party near my house and I called the cops on them?
Yes, and I don't know. You only did that because you weren't invited, honestly.
Was the party hosted by a former WNRBLP volunteer?
No.
By former, do you mean ex? I already know what that means. Shut up, K-Man.
Now we need the bell. Ding, 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 ding.
All right. You are listening to WNRBLP Wausau 92.3 FM. Free people, free radio. Conversation Digest is still on the airwaves.
Still,
despite
I guess.
Despite K-Man's ineptitude, despite my ineptitude, despite the fact that I don't even know where I'm at right now.
Despite the will of the people.
Well, they do what they can, Occupy Conversation Digest.
Oh, K-Man, I don't know where... Oh.
What are you doing? Are you breaking things
trying
again?
Trying to find my email.
Did you close it?
It was another tab under weather.
Just close the windows that don't
find
have...
the sounder, too. Can you play the sounder?
Which one? What one?
Our intro song.
This
at the
one?
Top of the hour.
Bow, bow, yeah. Bow, bow.
Just continue to talk over it.
You're listening to WNRBLP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
Free radio.
I remember the old days of Conversation Digest. I'd always mock that whole notion of being free. Because Obama was... Oh, mercy. I don't know why I even talk about the man. 715-842-8900.
I think you love him. You talk about him all the time.
It's an obsession. It's an unhealthy obsession.
He talks about one of his ex-girlfriends quite often when he's criticizing her. Therefore, by your rationale, K-Man, you love that.
Potentially, is she cute?
Ugh, she's pretty weathered now.
She didn't have
said that.
None worse for the wear is
what you're saying. Wow. I mean, let's just put it this way. She's pretty beaten down. Of course, who wouldn't be after they dated the K-Man? No offense. Who's on Facebook on this computer? No, we're during our... You can't do that during the Conversation Digest official theme song.
I'm just making fun of you. What are you doing on there?
Uh-oh. Well, looks like somebody didn't log out. All right.
Well, you didn't log them out, did you?
Yeah.
Somebody else's Facebook account is open? Do you know what kind of fun that can potentially be?
Well, I just thought that the station manager
don't log
was...
them out. I have things to do.
We can't encourage the K-Man and stuff like that, Dr. Ren. That's Pandora's box right there.
But it's how does a child learn not to put their hand on the oven? You have to let them do it.
I've done that. I don't do it anymore.
How do you teach somebody not to forget to log out? By completely changing who they are and who they like and who they don't.
Well,
and you had to go log them out.
Honestly, the first thing I would do is get that individual to not like the K-Man on Facebook. Hard-hitting news. Brought to you earlier by Dr. Rent. One company that's getting rid of people. And it's funny because the way this place, the way this article, it's just absurd. WasaDailyHerald.com. Closure of Shield Family Brands in Mosinee to affect 556 jobs. Word choice. WC, word choice. Affect? Eliminate. Let's be honest here. Is this?
Well, eliminating is
affecting.
An effect.
I get that. But building, okay, creating jobs is affecting jobs too. This is just part of my issue with mainstream media is their word choice is absolutely ridiculous. It's not affecting, it's eliminating. It is affecting. I get that. I get that.
Change their website again? How it looks?
Yeah,
What?
I'm sorry. I haven't seen it in a while.
You're not their IT guy. What do you care, K-Man?
The comment section on articles converted over to Facebook, so I can't even comment on their articles anymore because I shut my Facebook account down back in July.
Well, if they're having Facebook do everything for them, then they have bigger problems.
Shield Family Brands is closing its factory and office in Mosinee. The company said this afternoon, plan expected to close by the end of 2012. Will affect, you mean eliminate? Eliminate.
Every time you see effects, they eliminate.
Somewhere else on the Daily Herald website, because I was looking on my smartphone, they actually had a live chat where they were updating the story as the story information came in.
And I had actually planned on reading some of that chat, but then I don't know what's going on, and then I realized, why would I do that when the majority of these statements are complete lunacy anyway? They would just be like, they took our jobs! It'll be stuff like that. They took our jobs! It's sad. It's very sad. I mean, this is
they were not willing to give up their built-in pay raises. Apparently, those people couldn't figure out that the housing market is
dead in the water. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like maybe they couldn't afford to get raises this year.
Well, it is sad though because this comes on the this comes with the same creation of 400 jobs. So this is 1,000 jobs
that
are being lost. So.
And how often do you hear people say, you know, we have to recycle paper, save the trees, save the trees? Hello, we're paper industry town. Print, baby, print.
You're right. Just like drill, baby, drill. It's the same concept. You've got to do this. Otherwise, there will not be any jobs.
Do not get the online magazine. Have them send you the full-blown magazine using the Postal Service, saving Postal Service jobs on that glossy paper that they make up in Brokaw.
Dr. Ren, here's a question for you because you're a more learned man with reading and such and beyond that, actually.
Yeah, I do know how to read.
Well, I'm comparing you to the K-Man and myself.
At least I know
how
to read.
Wausau Post Office could potentially be one of the closures. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, really?
The Rothschild Processing Plant.
Oh,
behind Cedar Creek Mall, there's that big area where all the magic mail goes.
Magic.
So when you send a letter, like let's say...
Don't say magic around here. We want to see a rabbit out of a hat.
You live in Wausau. I live in Wausau.
Well, my headquarters are...
Okay, your headquarters is in Wausau. My your headquarters is in Wausau. My compound is in Wausau. If you were going to send a letter from your headquarters to my compound,
okay,
that letter would go from the Wausau Post Office to the Rothschild Central Facility, then to me.
How many jobs is that?
I think it was like 200 and some.
Oof.
Now, and plus, when that closes... I think the next closest processing center is going to be Green Bay. So that means that when you send me that letter will go from Wausau to Green Bay to be processed and then come back to me.
Won't this buy...
It would be more expensive, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. And won't this... In fact, actually, postage, they've already discussed it almost... I mean, there's an initial response to this. They're going to raise postage.
Yeah, buy forever stamps, buy a lot, buy them now. You'll never get the return on investment on any other
thing. Don't encourage him because he's got a stupid joke about forever stamps. Didn't you have something about that on Facebook?
I said, I'm going to buy a ton of forever stamps and then sell them back to people when the prices go up.
That's why the last time they went up, I actually went online because the post office was selling them at the new price. Even though the price didn't increase for like 2 or 3 days, the post office, because they were forever stamps, they weren't going to let you do that. They were charging you the new price. But when you went online, you could still buy them at the old price. So I ordered like 6 or 7 rolls. I didn't resell them. I used them, but the return on investment, you know, because they were instantly the next day worth more.
Maybe that is something to do rather than just make a dumb joke about.
And honestly, there's no way that this will only be 200 jobs because people are going to stop using that post office in the local area anyway. I mean, the Wausau one, the sustained...
Well, the Wausau doesn't make sense.
I don't even
want to
think about this, though.
They are
shutting
down the post office in Washington Square, which to me is a good idea because it is insanely stupid to have a part-time post office less than 3 blocks from another post office.
How do you play this one?
Dr. Rent is talking about losing jobs.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you're not even losing jobs because it's the same staff. Some people from the Wausau post office walk across the street and they open it up for like 2 hours a day.
Oh, I just want to cry. Life is depressing. I thought honestly, this whole increase in employment, they're all temp jobs nationally, right? Am I right when I think that, or is that a completely false statement?
Well, when you take into consideration that the revolution is going to happen in about a year, yeah, they're all temporary because then we'll all be on our own.
It's going to be scary. I know where to go, though.
The all compound? Right.
Yes, the compound. The headquarters will do nothing for me during this revolution.
Yep. We've already discussed for Christmas the whole infrared camera system.
Well,
that sounds like fun.
With the wireless battery-operated monitor, you can just carry it with you to see level.
Okay, hard-hitting news. That's come and gone. Now we're into the conversation. No, actually, I said that wrong. I prompted you to
do that. Is it possible
to
play some of these sounders in reverse?
Why,
so when we do it by accident, we can take it back.
I'd have to make another file.
I mean, not for, but I think it would be cool in the future when we play it by accident. Take it back.
I could make that happen.
This is actually a blog spot. I don't normally do this, but this is from WLUK. Now we're going to paint a scene here. Let's say you're outside watching the Wausau Parade. But it's not the Wausau Parade. This is in the Green Bay area, it looks like. But let's just say you were watching the Wausau.
That's a long parade.
But let's say you were watching that, though. And all of a sudden you see, it doesn't even have to be Recall Walker. It can be anything political. It's a Christmas parade. Agendas, we're talking about agendas. Should there really be an agenda with a Christmas parade?
Well, a Christmas parade, by definition,
is an agenda.
Is an agenda.
I get that, but Charlie Brown was correct. It is the commercialization of the holiday, but is it my preference that there not be a true political agenda in a Christmas parade? Well, yeah, of course. I don't want that. It has no actual... I don't care which party. I don't care which affiliation we're talking about here. You know, unless your agenda is, look, we've got clowns. We want to prove to people that clowns are funny. No problem. It's a harmless agenda. If the agenda is entertaining, fine. I have no real problem with that. If your cause is cure that? Cancer. Because who's against curing cancer?
Many cancer cells all over the country.
Hey-oh. But, be that as it may, they're mean and awful, and they're killers. But, in this case, you know, and of course, just because it's Recall Walker, that's not the only reason I'm going to yap about this. I don't care to have a Christmas parade with a real true political agenda. From WLUK, The Art of Holiday Parade, they always have a band, spirit, and of course, candy. However, this year across the state...
candy. Sorry. I want candy.
Crickets. However,
I know it's a song.
Well, this is a different one. K-Man somewhat. This year across the state, people hoping to remove Governor Scott Walker from office can also be found. And in Shawnee, this is in Shawnee.
Shawnee, Wisconsin?
Well, actually, pronounce it like the AccuWeather weather guys.
Shawnee.
There you go.
Shawnee.
I just realized I'm touching a pen. I have no idea where it's been. Could be in somebody's mouth or elsewhere. Other bodily openings. Ears came in.
Oh.
Jeez, you're ridiculous.
I don't know why my mind went there.
So, Shawnee, you saw a recall walker.
Did you notice
situation
what the pen says
on
it?
We just figured we'd catch the people. No, not that one. This one.
Oh, well, that one. But that one actually is... That one's a healthy pen.
Yeah, this one's good.
Before we go any further, Wayne Searing Insurance and Allied Health Lower Chiropractic Clinic are our underwriting sponsors.
Thank you.
If you're interested in being an underwriting sponsor of WNRBLP, 715-842-8390. during the regular business hours.
8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Thank you, K-Man. And studio line 715-842-8900. There is, by the way, an obligation to figure out how this phone machine works.
Oh, we'll do that.
Remember that little promise I made?
We'll do that.
We can come in tomorrow and do it, actually.
Actually, we could...
Well, if he's already got a car full of alcohol, you don't have to make the 9 o'clock beat the store run.
No, but well, there are social obligations tonight, though. Leah's got a friend coming in from...
Well, it shouldn't take that long to figure that out.
I can't comment. I've known this girl for seven or eight long years. Just kidding, Kara.
It shouldn't take that long to figure out, maybe a couple
minutes.
You're
just kidding about how long you've known her?
Well, just saying that... Oh, you know, there was nothing wrong with what I said, was there? Just because I've known someone... I can't possibly comment on her attractability. I mean, I'm not attracted to her, but then again, I'm almost married, and I'm beaten down, sir. Beaten down, man. So, okay, back to the whole Scott Walker thing in the Christmas parade.
He's beaten down, too? Is that what
Obama is someone that I'm not fond of, but I wouldn't want an anti-Obama agenda in the Christmas parade in Wausau. I don't want... If there's a Stalinist movement in America, it has no business being in the Christmas parade. If there is a pro condition for local Congress movement in the Christmas parade, it doesn't belong there. I don't care what the agenda is. If it's not about fun and if it's not about helping some foundation, it shouldn't be in the Christmas parade. If it's a radio station, that's fine. WNRBLP should have been represented in the Christmas parade, I guess the manager, the station manager dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, that station manager, a dunce.
Well, maybe the station computer whiz blew it too. You know, the nerd with the ratty hair.
He had nothing to do with it.
All right, so we just figured we'd catch the people that can't... This is what one of these people said, the Recall Walker people said. We just figured we'd catch the people that can't get to town when the office is open, said Leone Schneidewend. Okay, so I know this is now a woman. Normally speaking, I don't read the lines... like a man when it's a woman. At least I think this is a woman, so I'm going to go back and say it. We just figured we'd catch the people that we can't get to town when our office is open, said Leon Schweiner Nana. Schneiderwin. She's the chairperson for the Shawnee County Democrats. This is the guy now. The fact that they were right there, it made it a lot easier for... me than having to drive around and find where I have to sign the recall, said Scott Davids of Bowler. Right after he got done losing his life savings
at the casino.
What
kind of average?
Well, no, I think it's the town that lives on the...
Oh, so he's from Bowler, not... Because I thought you said it's like so-and-so the Bowler.
No,
I didn't know
he's
maybe
from
is
that
he
place.
Different than the softball player or the accountant?
To come out... Wait a minute, where am I at with this?
I have no idea.
He was from Bowler. The lady was in charge of the Democratic wing or whatever of some place. To come out to a Christmas parade and have it where you're trying to have people sign for it on a holiday parade, that's not right, said Frank Steffel of Cheyenne. The people behind the recall effort say it does have something to do with the holidays. Schweiden then said, if we can take back the state and take back the state from what? The state's never moved anywhere. No one controls the state.
You haven't heard about the Great Mitten controversy?
Yeah, I heard something about it.
So we have to take back the state from those Lower Peninsula people in Michigan.
Oh, that I would agree with. So the people behind the recall say it does have something to do with the holidays because we want to take back the state. Yeah. Wait. What has been dismantled? That would be a big Christmas present to who? Jimmy Hoffa? Who would this be a good Christmas present for? Jimmy Hoffa Jr.? It's all political. There's no room for it in this. I honestly don't believe that any political agenda should... Am I wrong? Somebody please tell me if I'm wrong here. What agenda should there be in a Christmas parade except for Christmas and except for good causes? This isn't a good cause. Politics is disgusting. I wasn't going to get a work up to... I wasn't going to, Dr. Rent.
Sure you weren't.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure my blood pressure is very high. I'm not feeling good these days. So we're at a little bit after 8 o'clock. We're on for another 14 minutes live. Dr. Ren's current events, I destroyed the K-Man in case you weren't listening to the earlier portion of the show. I just absolutely, it was a slaughter. Let's be honest here. It was like cattle went into the building and they didn't come out. Well, they did, but they were in a different pre-cut form. Sorry, K-Man, you didn't have a hope or a prayer. In just a few short minutes, one of the oldest features on Conversation Digest, that was returned to the show about a month and a half ago. Dr. Ren says...
A
month and a half live weeks, which is actually about 4 months.
Yeah, that's true.
In real calendar time, if you're following along at home.
If you're a longtime listener of Conversation Digest, then you know about this topic. This feature, we use it all the time.
Which we need to get more because that pile is getting really small.
Yeah, well, I can make up some. I'll make them up. I'll make up a whole ton.
And that's the potpourri grab bag topic of the week.
I may hold you to that
because
I want to see you get a ton.
In 2000.
No, is that a metric ton or a standard ton?
3 short minutes.
I guess a standard one.
K-Man.
Yeah, that would save you 200 pounds.
K-Man, can I get you to go and give me some water? Never mind. You're just going to throw a fit. You know what?
He's just going to put his finger in the bottom of the cup.
I need to get some
water.
Yeah,
I'm just going to like spit in it a couple times because it'd be the way to go.
The condition has left the studio.
And the anger level just dropped probably about 95%.
And the karma just comes floating in.
The room feels nice now.
The lines are ringing. People are calling.
They just hung up now.
Somebody called?
Yeah, as soon as you walked out. And I was busy writing.
And to me, they're red lights, so they were Christmassy. I thought they were...
Well,
with the whole Christmas parade, having a red blinking light just seemed appropriate.
Then here's the moment. Whoever called when I left the room...
No, we're making fun of you because people were calling as soon as you left.
Did they really call?
No.
Did you hear the phone?
I don't know. The phone ringer was off last week when we first when we initially installed
that
first machine.
Yeah, but you
heard
the phone
so.
When the last show was on.
I don't make the connection. I don't know. The whole phone thing...
That's why he's the condition and not the connection.
I'm not the connection, yeah. I have no idea what's going on. Technology, that's what the K-Man's
conjunction,
job is.
Junction,
K-Man
not here.
Thought that he was being replaced the sounder board that he set up for me for playing features, but he hasn't really been replaced. He's just kind of been reduced as far as relevancy is concerned.
I can do more things like look up
Can do more things like shut up. That was not nice to me.
And delete sounders.
K-Man, that was funny, I thought. That was funny. Okay, right now on Dr. Rent's... wait a minute.
No.
Gosh dang it, I'm only 40 minutes off. Okay, right now on Conversation Digest, the potpourri grab bag topic of the week.
I have to play that stuff now?
Yeah. The potpourri shuffle table.
Well, if it's not you, then some other IT guy can.
Potpourri grab bag.
Potpourri grab bag. Oh, and the other one.
Ugh. Dr. Rent, be the official potpourri grab bag topic of the week. Picker, chooser.
Okay, the official shuffle table topic of the week. Considering what you saw on the way to the studio, this will fit in.
Oh, Grand Avenue? Oh, bad driver's habits, which is bad, more like bad grammar habits. No offense. All right, bad driver's habits. Okay, I've got one. Well... Actually, go first.
That was more to be bad drivers / habits. Bad drivers and habits.
So are you saying that Catholic nuns can't drive?
Probably.
Because to me, the worst bad habit, I do live on Franklin Hill. And I'm going to tell you something. If it is in the middle of a snowstorm, momentum is your friend. You need to be doing 40 miles an hour at the bottom of Franklin Hill.
Oh, going up.
If you plan to get to the top of it. And every now and then, you'll have somebody who's cautious, who's worried. And they'll slow down in their little minivan. And right between 12th and 14th Street, they'll spin out. And, of course, you then have to back down to 10th. Now, of course, I'm down at the bottom of the hill trying to get my run. And there's like 3 or 4 of us who know that we need to run. But we can't make our run till that stupid little minivan clears our way. So some good Samaritan goes up the hill, pushes the minivan driver up, but now they're stuck because they were stupid enough to stop on the uphill climb.
You mean they'll actually push one vehicle with their vehicle?
No, they'll get out and actually...
Oh, you wouldn't want to do
that.
Oh, gosh.
Not
because now, yeah, they're going,
worth it.
But they're not going to help you. It's sort of like, you know, I'm not going to go to your funeral. You're not
coming
to
mine. Is there another road that wraps around to get up there?
Well, what I do is... But they're all just as steep. What I normally do is Macintosh. Well, if you have four-wheel drive, you can normally do it. But if you've got, like, front-wheel drive or bald tires, what you do is you start Macintosh down by Charter Cable. And now there is a stop sign at 10th Street. So make sure you're blowing your horn as you go through that. Because you need to be doing about 40 miles an hour through 10th Street to climb up Macintosh. But because there's not a whole lot of cross traffic during blizzards, I have yet to be hit.
Oh, well, I hope you're not saying it's just a matter of time.
Well,
it kind of is, isn't it?
I mean, it kind of is, but that's why I drive.
You always have
the
bigger
vehicle. Bigger vehicle is right away.
See, I can't. I don't have that kind of
John verse three.
I don't have that kind of flexibility.
Another
in my
giant
vehicle so.
Coming from you from the side. Then I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, hopefully
well,
my air horn is louder.
It would obviously be if there were three vehicles, a sandwich with which the contents between the two bread slices would be probably like a Ford Focus.
Odds are it'd be me.
Odds are.
I'd just be crushed.
Yeah, you. I mean, your little Honda.
Your car isn't as bigger. Isn't as big.
It is bigger than yours.
Not by much.
Well, it is, though.
So, anyway, my bad habit is people who don't understand the momentum rule going up wintry hills.
Okay.
So, what's your bad
habit?
Well,
here's what I hate. This is a bad habit, and really more so, and I really shouldn't be talking about this, but you know what I really would really chaps my hide? When you have a police officer on the highway in particular, they'll do 64 miles per hour because they want to see if you're gutsy enough to pass them.
I do all the time.
I do too. But I hate that's not good stuff that they're doing there, and I pay their wages. Do not do that if you're an officer of the law. Do not go 64 miles per hour. Don't even
However, when you do pass them, don't just blow them.
No, you got to go by maybe by 1 or 2 mile per hour more.
Like a nice little and have the seatbelt on.
Because is that okay?
Don't be flashing the gun.
But does that go
at your passenger?
Does that go beyond a bad habit? That's more like a bad work habit, I suppose. I mean, is there thing in the cop bylaws that says, "Look,
maybe it's
if you're an armed officer of the law, you must go 1 mile below the speed limit."
Maybe it's a sociology experiment because we have that problem, especially here in central Wisconsin or in Wausau, because there is a car dealer on Grand Avenue in Schofield that sells used police cruisers.
Oh, yeah.
So, unfortunately, a lot of times you're driving down Grand Avenue watching your mirror because you've got a Crown Vic with a big spotlight on the side of it, and it's not until after you pull off that you see that it's also got spinners.
Well, yeah, usually
as it's
just
going by.
Some schlub that's going around to drive their Crown Victoria to go and get a pack of smokes from some gas station.
And somebody in town even went and got, like, the yellow lights like you put on tow trucks. I mean, they've got the thing tricked out.
Oh, they can't be doing that. They're confusing me. I'm already confused enough in life. K-Man.
It's completely legal.
I didn't say legally they couldn't do it. Don't put words in my mouth, man.
They're just there to annoy you.
And then I get crazy or
you
get,
can't
I get
even
angry.
Get that right, but that's okay.
And I blow my top. So I didn't say that it's illegal, did I? Did I say that, sir?
No, I thought you
that's
were.
Strike no, three
it's,
for
it's
you
just
tonight,
a, it's
sir.
A bad habit.
Yeah.
Just like with the new texting law. It is illegal to text while driving.
Oh, crap.
Is legal to read.
It is? Well, then I'm fine, then.
Yeah, if somebody texts you and you want to take your eyes off the road and sit there and read the text, you're fine. It's when you start to send the response that you're illegal.
Oh, I have never done that at all, ever.
Okay, here's another bad driving habit. When I'm on the highway and I'm driving and you drive by me, sir or madam, and you make fun of me by posing like I'm driving, apparently I get kind of close to drive.
Yeah.
Have you seen that happen to me before?
No, I just see you drive.
Shut up, K-Man. And someone drives by and they mock the way I'm driving.
It's kind of like
I've seen that happen on the highway. Yes, K-Man, we don't need to visualize it. I'm a very good driver. But they make fun of me by actually posing like I do in my car. And I know they're doing it because I saw them before they did it. This has happened a couple times.
Yeah, but have you ever seen the teeny
so.
Boppers where you got the three or four and they're jamming out to something?
Oh, they're idiots.
And all the heads are just bobbing back and forth. And, you know, the whole cars, have you seen those?
Yeah, people are morons. But then sometimes they do that just to draw attention. Also, you know, when these girls are driving by and there's a car load of girls that are probably anywhere from 22 to 30 and all they really want to do is flirt with me, I don't like that because I'm already taken. Prove it, K-Man. Prove it. The burden of proof is on you, sir.
Well, then prove it that it did happen.
Well, remember that one time, I mean, those dozen times you had those girls that were like all 500 pounds? I mean, 800 pounds?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And they all like the K-Man? I'm trying to play it down that he... Girls don't like you.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Well, K-Man, you're doubting me. You're doubting K-Man. And so I have to turn it around on you somehow. Dr. Rent's not doubting me about these girls flirting with me. Well, he's not being vocal about it. But you are a doubter. You're so pessimistic.
I guess that goes into my bad driving.
He might be
habit.
Living in his own little world, but it's okay.
And let
they
me
know
do that.
They know him there.
Plus,
yeah,
they know me there. All my personalities. Okay, well, we're just about at the bottom of the hour. We're hoping to have a Christmas extravaganza. I don't know what the scheduling will...
Not next week, but the week after?
Now, yeah. Keep in mind, by your own little venting here about the WLUK parade, if you're going to have a Christmas extravaganza, there can't be any political comment because you've already said how unacceptable that is.
No, because we've already established, though, Dr. Rent, that...
He can get away with it.
I can get away with it because it's entertainment.
Yeah. But...
But there's no agenda, though. I don't have. I'm not saying do this
Barack
or do that.
Barack and Obama. Really,
all I'm doing is making fun
recall
of him.
Recall Walker.
Okay, recall Walker implies what? You're saying
that's
do this.
That's a guy's name.
Have I ever
recall
said anything
Walker.
About Obama go this way or that way in the next election? I've never said that on the air. So there is no agenda. I've never said.
If the Walker people were smart, they would have their counter redial. Walker, you know, let's call him again. You know, I think that you should have the redial Walker group, the supporters, the redialers, and then, you know, the opponents, the recallers.
I don't understand the whole concept of...
And then you'll have a guy from the redialers fall in love with a girl from the recallers, and, you know, she'll, like, be named Maria, and, God, what was the guy's name?
Santa.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't... I wouldn't even mention that schlub Obama when I was doing a Christmas episode anyway, because... I'd want it to be festive. Usually, actually, when there's a Halloween or Christmas or Thanksgiving episode, an extravaganza, there is no real politic aspect of it anyway. So,
if you pre-record, the chipmunk thing was cool.
K-Man said he didn't want to do that again. I said we should.
I guess if need be, I can do it.
Okay, so stay tuned. Oh, I can't say that. But WNRBLP.org, also second annual December fundraising event now in full force on Conversation Digest and every other show on WNRBLP. This is the live portion of Conversation Digest. Up next, the pre-recorded vintage portion of Conversation Digest. WNRBLP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, famousashtray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.